Zayin Amid Beis, the beginning of the Gemara. Midiktoni Seifa Niseis Shaloi Bershus Muteres Larzaloi. That if she married Shaloi Bershus, Muteres Larzaloi. Shaloi Bershus Bezn Elabei. The matter Shaloi Bershus means that you don't need Rishus Bezn. To Eidem, Machal Dereshe Birshus Bezdem, Dereshe says, that Teitze Mizem Mizem, Machal Dereshe Birshus Bezdem Ube Eidechot. So it would seem from this that Dereshe is speaking about that she needed Rishus Bezdem Ube Eidechot. Zalma Eid Echot Nemo. So we see Eid Echad is Nemam. Usna Nami, we learned another Mishnah, Uvzakoli is Misiyin Eid Mipi Eid, Vishim Mipi Isha, Vishim Mipi Ebed, Mipi Shivche, Alma Eid Echad Mehemam. Enough from the Mishnah that an Eid Mipi Eid helps. Usna Nami, Eidechad oimer ochalto chaylev, vuhu oimer lo yochalti, potter. If he's makrish the eid, he's potter. Taime da oma lo yochalti. That's after if he's makrish, or ishtik. But if he would be quiet, mehemo. That's what it's mashme from the Mishnah. Alme eidechad mehemo midereisen. So we see that Eid Echad is Nemo. Menola. So what is the Mekur that Eid Echad is Nemo? Tesanye, we learned Habaraisa. By Kolb Mchatos it says, Oy Hoida Eilov Chatosoy. So we learn now from the Eilov, the Loy Sheyediyu Acherim. It has to be Eilov. That he has to be aware of it. For loy sheyediyu acherim, others should be meidia him. He has to know about it. Yochel af al pi she'enei makrisha yepoto. If he wasn't makrish the eid, he's also poto. Tamad loyma oyhoi da'ilav mikol mokim. So that's a mere. The Eilov is a miut. That if he's makrish, that he's potter. And the hoida is telling us when he's not makrish, that he should listen to the eid. Zeichidomi. So we have here a posik, that if he's not makrish, so we learn now from Oyhoida that he diyu acherim is chayev akol. That's how Chazal darshin from this pasuk. There's an Eilov and Oyhoida. Ilayim da osu trei v'loy kamakrish lohu. If the pasuk is coming to tell us that if two Eidim come and tell him that he ate chaylev and he's not makrish them, kolom ali. You don't need a posik for this. Only a special posik that two anemon to be machayv and makol is not makrish them. Olalavchat. So kolchoch, the posik is coming to tell us that by one aid, v'chiloi kamakrish leim mehema. If he's not makrish the aid, so we learn out from Oyhoida. He found out through an aid, mehemo, shma mino eidecho nemo. So we see from this eidecho this nemo. So the Gemara asks, umimai de mishum de mehemo. How do you know after this posik, he's not makrish the aid? And the aid says, achal tachelet. So mi mai de mishum de mehemo, that the eid is takin nemo, dulme mishum de koshosik, Maybe because he's not makrish him, he's keeping quiet. Eidecho tells him, achal tachelet, ushtike kaido damye. So it could be an amonis of an Eidechot. By us. Pasnet shtike kaido, an Eidechot comes from Siberia and it tells her that her husband was killed, and she doesn't know from anything. So there you have to rely completely on the namonis of the Eid. That's not raya from this pasuk. This pasuk is speaking about, he tells him, this face achal tachelev, and he keeps quiet, so you hear v'yashtike kaidodo. Teida, now bring you a raya that the lomdis, not stamas, I want to dingzech with you, I want to prove to you that the nemonis of the aid, that's mechayv and mekolban, only works with shtike kaido. Diktoni Seifer, we learned the Seifer of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah was, that's the Reish. And we could derive from this, if it was Shosak, he's Nemo. That's the Reish. We learned in the Seifer as follows. Omru Shnayim Ochal Tocheilev. Two people come over to him and they tell him, you ate Chaylev. Vuhu oimer lo yochalti, and he tells them, I didn't eat chaylev. Potter, says Potter. Rameyer mechayev. Rameyer says he's chayev. Omer Rameyer kal vochayma. Rameyer says it's a kal vochayma. Uma im hi viyu shnayim l'day misach amure, lo yiviyu l'day kolben akal. The man says it's a kal vachayma. To aid him, tell him a chal tachelev. He tells him, I didn't eat chaylev. So what? But if shnayim could bring lidei misa chamur, avadik v'shnayim could be mechay v'kol. Omer loy, but the chachamim hold that he's potter. Ma'am yirtza loyma meizit ha'yisi. If he wanted to, he could have said he was amazed. We'll come soon to explain this Gemara. But let's just go continue. Reishe my time komachai v'rabonim. Now, we see from this, and We see from this that even though two Edim say that he ate chaylev, and he's makrish them, he's potter from a kolb. Before we go further, I'd like to mention two Rashi's in Baba Metzia. Rashi says in Av Gimel Amud Beis, Eidim ain mechayven oisei kolben. Two Eidim can be mechayven mekolben. Im makrish oisam, if he's makrish them, dechsiv oi hoida eilav veloi sheyediyu acherem. So Rashi says, that means, I say I didn't eat chaylev. You say I did eat chaylev. I have to know that I ate chaylev. Not you tell me what I did. I have to know. And if I say I didn't eat it, I didn't eat it. We'll come explain when we get to Rashi, what's the Maim Yirtzaleim Amazer that you see how this comes in. But let's forget about that at the present time. But let's just understand according to the first Rashi. According to the first Rashi, which we just mentioned now, so the reason why the Chachamim hold that he's potter from a kolben, because it says Elov. I have to know I ate chalev, and I'm telling you I know I didn't eat chalev. And you can't tell me what happened. I have to know myself. Is my time... Now, the Reisha says, when he's makrish neidechot, the Sefer we have a machlikas ramein dechachomim, he's makrish to edim. What the din is. Ramein says, he's chayv akom, chamim says, potem akom. But the Reisha, if he's makrish neidechot, he's ikha potem akom, according to everyone. If he's, we can derive from the Reisha, if he's not makrish neidechot, he's chayv akom, according to everyone. So the Gemara says, Reishe my time kamachai virabon. Why, when an Eidechot says that you ate chaylev and he's not makrishim, why is he chayev? Ilaim emishum de mehemon, because we believe him. And Eidechot said, you ate chaylev, so finished. Vatrei ba'al nadaf ogav de kamakrish lo inim em. If it only works with nemonis, so when he's makrish them, treya also nemon, even though he's makrish them. V'kapotre rabbonam, and the rabbonam pater. Why did the rabbonam pater? So we hear Rashi and Bob Metzir, because it's exerts a cause of Eilov. Skate benishton, what they're saying. I have to hold I ate chaylev in order to be chayev akol. So what's pshat in the reisha? Elolav mishum deishtik ushtike kaidodomi. Sakocher, you have to say that after the shtike, there's an eilov already. That means if he doesn't disagree with him vehemently, and Yenna says you wait chaylev, and he keeps quiet, so that means, see in Toysvis, it's a raglaim, whatever that means, he starts thinking, and could be was take chaylev. Could be, so from his shtika we see a haidah. So there's an eilov that's mitzurif in the chiyuv. So that's Pshat the Gemara's kasha. So Pshat the Gemara's kasha is that you, from this posik, v'hoida eilov chatosoi, that we derive from this, that heidiyu acherim, if there's no akhoshe, and heidechot is nemon, not pshat is because we believe the Eidechot. You don't bring a korban stamazoi from with nemonis. You have to hear that the baldova has to hold this chayva korban. So al kolchach, if an Eidechot says that achal tachelav nishoisik, so I hear from the baldova yesh dvorim begav. So a mela, so there's no proof already from this posuk Eidechot nemen bisurim, because by kolbin you always have the siyua of the haidah of the shoysik. It's shtike kahidah. Now we'll see Rashi. Ha ishtik mehemo v'loyim rinin chulin la'azore kamaisi. So the Gemara brought a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if he's makrish, he's not neman, but if he's not makrish, the aid is neman. That's a dig from the Mishnah. So from the Mishnah, very we see, let us just give a shtikal agdome by... Rashi and Psochim, the beginning of Kol Shor, brings a posik, Yichak Mimcha Mokem, Bzavachta V'yachalto. So Rashi says, from this posik we learn out, Berichuk Mokem Ata Zeveyach V'oichel V'yata Zeveyach V'oichel Bekirov Mokem, which means, this is the Makar of Chulon Shrenishchet U'Bazor. So the posik tells us there's an Issa Shchite, there's an Issa Rachila. You can shecht and you can eat chulim. Not if it was geshecht in the base of Mikdash. You weren't allowed to shecht it, you weren't allowed to eat it. Ha'ishtik mehemon v'loyim rinim chulim la'azore kamaisi. So we see from this Mishnah that the Idechot is Nemon, and it's, there's no Shaila of Chulun Bazor. It means he's going to bring a Kob Machatos and not Bob in the Dover. He makes this Achatos, and he shechts it. What if he didn't eat Chaylev? So it's not Achatos, so it's Chulun Bazor. So we see that the Idechot is Nemon on Shchitas Chulun Lazor. Inei motrei omru lo yachal to chaylev b'chilei makrish leim mehemo. So the Gemara says, trei, it's poshet, you know, the posik I heard that's speaking about chad, b'chilei ka makrish leish mehemo nshma min eid echod mehemo. Alme eid echod mehemo b'isa b'heta. This is the posik, v'idei lo. The Kamaisi Chatos Apume. Nahirashi elaborates. Number one, he brings the Chatos. That means he shechts the Chatos. Number two, Umisachlo. And he eats it. So we see that an Edechod is Nemon, and Shchitas Chulun Bazorah, and Achilas Chulun Bazorah. Diloy mehemon, because if he's not believed, eichem misachle, du mechulam bazoran inu. The Loshna Rashi is very unclear, the Ashrishaki is meira. Rashi in the beginning started off, ishtik mehemon, du minem chul lazor kamais. Rashi spoke about the shrite. Then Rashi said, echad mehemon, omeid echad mehemon, be sabata, du kamais, ichato sapumei, Misachlo. Rashi mentioned both. Diloy mehemon eichem misachlo dum bechulam bazor. And Rashi's Messiah with achilas chulam bazor. Yashashakiv is moir of this. Yashashakiv wants to say that before Rashi Bechlal didn't mention achila. So he wants to say that Bemison from the Mishnah alone, it's not muchach that you eat it. Could be you don't eat it. Achata seif abol asofik, you also don't eat. Asofik chulun lazore. When the Mishnah is oiskishpart, you shecht it al kapona, but it's not oiskishpart that you eat it. We'll see in a minute what the difference is between shechting and eating. He says that Rashi wanted to say this because Bemison, the Gemara daf Pechesim ad Aleph, the Gemara is Mevaro, the Chiddush of our Mishnah. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is that an Yedechod is Nemen Keneged is Chazek Yisura. That means you have an Isha Becheskas Eishas Ish, and an Yedechod comes and says Meiz Baila. He's saying Keneged Chazok, and Eidechad is never Keneged Ischazok. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So really, when the Gemara wanted to be Mevara, the Mekor of our Mishnah is Oyheida Ilav Chatosai. So you have to prove from this Eidechad is never Keneged Ischazok, because our Mishnah is Keneged Ischazok. If you bring Oyheida Ilav Chatosai, so you have to assume that Eidechad is Nemek Neged Ischazek. So that's why Rashi, when the Gemara brought a Rai from the Baraisa, so Rashi says the Rai is from Achilas Chulun Lazor, and he says, because Rashi Shita is Barzakine Meisa Leisa, so before the Behemel was Geshochten, there was an Isa Reva Minachai. After the Baim is geshocht, we have a suffix. Did it remain Osar Atzchulun Bazorah, or didn't it remain Osar Atzchulun Lazorah? So, Marzakinim Yisa Leisa. We should assume that means, if we don't know, did he eat Chaylev or didn't he eat Chaylev? So he says, according to Rashi, we should say Marzakinim Issa Leissa. That means he shouldn't be allowed to eat the kol. And if an Eidechot is Nemon, so the Gemara wanted to assume that was the life of the Gemara. King Gribble, maybe it's not true. Maybe the Pasuk is only telling us that you bring the Kol. Maybe you don't need it. Maybe an Eidechot is not Nemon connected to Yischazik. But when the Gemara wanted to bring the Bereise, so the Gemara assumed that you eat it also. So that is a raya to our Mishnah. That is a raya to our Mishnah because our Mishnah we need an Eidechot that's Nemon connected to Yischazik. So our Kochoch, the Gemara understood in the Bereise that it says that if he shoysik the Eidechot is Nemon, he's Nemon afilu to eat the Kolm. Now to eat the Kolm, Rashod is that's already Eidechot connected is Chazik, so we see Eidechot is Nemon. That's why Rashi pinpointed, that means when the Gemara wants to stell zu this Bereise to our Mishnah, Rashi says, the Gemara held that you eat the Kolben also. Sometimes when you learn the Mishnah, it's not Mukhach, you eat the Kolben. Could be just bring the Kolben, that's not connected to Yischazik. But when the Gemara wants to say that Minolon, the Gemara brings this Pasuk, so Kochach, the Gemara held that in this Pasuk it says you eat the Kolben also, and Hakochach, we see from this, the Eidechot is Nemon connected Yischaz. Uma im yirtza loyma meizid oisi. Now, Rameya said that two Eidim say that he ate chaylev and he's makrish them, he brings a kolb. Of samidah v'kar v'chayna. And the Chomim said, Maim Yitzoloim Emezid Yisi. So what does Rashi say? Maim Yitzoloim Emezid Yisi, Erezenem Liftaratzme Mikol. If you say Mezid Yisi, it'd be Potter. They need the Motzula Krishe Boho. Then they can't say you want a Mezid. This is Dvorm Shabalait. Hilkach. Yoma Nami Loyachal Tinemo. Since if he was said Mezid Yisi, he would be Nemon, so if he said Lo Yechalti, he's also Nemon. But the Ifligu Boho Machlal Dereshe, Eidechot Oim Achalta, the Dachmina Yishtek Chayim, Divrei Hakalo. Here there's a Machloikis, in Dereshe there's no Machloikis, so we see that everyone is Maida in Dereshe. Now, I'd just like to say over the Lashon of Rashi in Bob Metzia, Dav Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi is explaining the Chachamim. Could have said Mezid Aisi. V'yifta minakom. Is Avk Sha'oma Loyachalti. So even though he didn't say Mezid Aisi, he said Loyachalti. Is Pata. The Maloy Lishakya. So Rashi says Klo. That he's Nemon Altsmigul. He is a migul. But, you have to, two Eidim says, Achalta Chelev. He says, Loy Achalti. And you have to believe him with a migul, because if he had wanted to, he could have said, Loy Achalti, he could have said, Achalti Mezid. Then you zicha believe him. So, Mamele, he says, Loy Achalti, you also have to believe Mali Lishak. So we have to understand there's a few problems over here. One problem, Tosfos says Takasha, that means he's saying Keneged Eidim. Eidim are saying Achalta Chelev. He says Lo Yachalti. So he's saying Keneged Eidim. So it says Keneged Eidim. I mean, the Eidim are stronger than Abal Dova. So he say, believe me with Amigo. So that's a Migu B'Mokim Eidim. Migu B'Mokim Eidim also doesn't help. That means the Birr of Migu is not strong enough to overpower Haggadah's Eidus. Eidus say one thing, and I'll prove it's not like the Eidim with a Migu, it's a Migu isn't the strongest Eidim. So why is he Nemon Alts Migu? That's one problem. And we had mentioned before, Rashi b'metziyah says that Edim ein mechayven oisei kolben im makrish oisom. Edim are not mechayven makolben if he's makrish them. Dersiv hoida eilo v'loishi idu acherem. So Rashi starts off by saying he doesn't bring a kolben to Edim because says hoida eilo. Then all of a sudden we come with migu. So how does this all work? So the Achreinim, the Mesechtes Bob Metzia, explain Rashi beautifully. The Sherim, the Masas Moshe, Abach Ber. Be'emesin, the halacha is, it says Eilov, that in order for a person to bring a korban, he has to know that he ate Eilov. You'll tell him he ate chaylev is garnish megumps. He has to know he ate chaylev. And if he states, lo yachalti chaylev, he's potter from a kolb. What really happened? Most probably he ate chaylev. No shayla about it. To Adam said he ate chaylev. Muslim, he ate chaylev. But if he says, lo yachalti chaylev, he's under the impression that he didn't eat chaylev. He's telling us that time is born, I didn't eat chaylev. So he's potter. And Rashi says a posik. He has to know and believe that he ate chaylev. And if he says he didn't eat chaylev, so he's part of a makob. But there's another shayla. The shayla is, a person can sometimes say, a tainus bori, when he's really a bedadami. That means a person can sometimes be 95% sure he didn't eat chaylev. Now, if he would say, you know, he'd come to Bezlin and say, you know, they say I ate chaylev. I'm 95% sure I didn't eat chaylev. If he would say that, then Bezlin would tell him, we hear what you say, but listen, you yourself are mighty, you don't know 100%. These two Edim say, that you ate chaylev, so that sofik was nisbarer that you ate chaylev, then there wouldn't be any shayla. But this person is coming in saying he's 100% sure he didn't eat chaylev. No, you're 100% sure, so then you're part of a bakom. But who says in that what you just said now? You're 100% sure. Who says you're telling the truth? Could be in this you're a liar. What's that a lie? You're only 95% sure. But you're saying 100% sure. A person who is a bedadami can very many times say, I know I didn't eat chaylev because he's 95% sure he didn't eat chaylev. So he'll say that I didn't eat chaylev. Bebriris, 100%. That could be. So he comes to Bezni, he says, listen, if I'm telling you, I'm 100% sure. So what are you telling me? No, maybe only 95% sure. So he says, but I'm saying I'm 100% sure. So in other words, you're chayshing me, maybe I'm saying a lie. That's what you're chayshing me. Maybe I'm saying a lie. I want to pattern myself in my kolben, and I'm saying 95% I'm sure I didn't eat chaylev. So I say I didn't eat chaylev. But really, I'm a liar. So I said, listen, if I'm a liar, I could have said another lie. I could have said Meza Daisi. So Memele, Malo Lishaka, the way you're choshed me, that I'm only 95% sure, and I'm saying a lie, so why do you have to say such a lie? And you're looking at me, you sure that you didn't eat chaylev? I could have said I had bemazed, finished. And then you'll believe me, and I'm potter from a kolben, and I couldn't talk. But I didn't say it. I said, I know I didn't eat chaylev, even though you don't believe me, because I'm telling the emes. I'm proving to you. I'd be a liar. It's well, it's better to say a lie than you can believe me. And people won't, this is a better lie. This is a lie which people will accept will accept more than Meize Daisi. In Bamerson, there's a Taisus Rida Bob Metzia. Taisus Rida Bob Metzia brings a Gemara in Kedushin. A person doesn't like to say Meize Daisi. That's a little embarrassing. It's not a good Migo, the Gemara says in Kedushin. So the Taisus Rid says, but here, when he says Lo Yachalti, and Adam say you did eat, it's the same embarrassing. It's to say he feels the same uncomfortableness by saying Lo Yachalti because no one believes him. Because Adam said Achalta Chelev, to Adam say Achalta Chelev, and he says Lo Yachalti in their face, so people don't believe him. So a liar, if he's taka a liar, Otzach Geloin to say Achalti Mesid. And if he didn't say Achalti Mesid, that's Malo Lushaka, is a guy is telling the truth. So the Migu is so that's Chandi's two Rashis and Bob Matzin Rashi says that by us also come out. But Rashi says the reason he's Potter because it says that Adam came in Mechaev and Makor and Bar says all the Heidel of Leishidu Acherim. That means the halach is in order to bring a kolben, you have to know your chayav a kolben. Not what Adam say. That's your say number aleph. If that wouldn't be the case, then there's nothing more to talk about. If avos kolben is not tolling an alof, so my mail is zicher you bring a kolben. I mean, Adam come to Bezen zicher assumes that the Adam are correct. No, since it's a din of Elam that you have to know. Now we only have a shaila. Are you telling us the truth that you're 100% sure you didn't eat chayla? So that you could bring a migu. If I'm a liar, I could have said a better lie. So memele, that is why he's part of a makobin according to the chachomim. So now we'll understand the hemshech of the Gemara beautifully. So you see, according to the Chachamim, there's a din of Eilov. There's a din of Eilov that he has to know that he did this chait in order to bring a kolb. You need his yediyah. So al kolchoch, when an eidechot says, ochal tocheilev, and he's not makrishim, it's not pshat, in the mones of the eid is sufficient. Al kocher, you have to say when the Eidechot says the chal tachelev, it rings some sort of a bell. There's some sort of a hido over here. Because there has to be an elov over here. So memele, so then we see already that it doesn't work out. It doesn't work out, nemonis. You have a tziruf of shtike kaido. My time in Mechaivi bo Rabbonon ki yishtik. So why were the Rabbonon Mechaiv ki yishtik? So I'll stick a keido. Fine. So let's go further in the Gemara. So you don't have a guy from Ayahayda Eilov. Ayahayda Eilov works with a stick a keido. So you have Bitsiruf, the Hagodus Eid, you have a stick a keido also. So the Gemara says, Ella Svarihi. Now what the Rabbonon said, that we believe in Eidecha to say Meis Bailu, it's a Svore. Mididahava Chatiche Sofik Shal Chelib Sofik Shal Shuma. Just like if we have a Chatiche Sofik Chelib Sofik Shuma, Vos Eidecha Dvom Aborli De Shuma Nudem Ahemon. So just like over there, Neidechot is Neman to say that it's Chayla, it's Shuman and not Chayla. See, also Neidechot is Neman to say Meis Baila. What does Rashi say? Ba'ama borili de Shumanu de Mehemun. Elohadam nu Rabbon Neidechot b'ishesvor. Ba'ama borili de Shumanu de Mehemun. Va'avadi b'shita londa samchinen alei, kol zman shalei nechsha. So Rashi says, how do we know that an Eidecha does Nemon to be Mevara and a Chatiche, Sofek Chelub, Sofek Shuman, that it's Shuman? The Ilaf Hochi, because if you'll say that he's not Nemon, Ein Lecha Odom Eichel Mishol Chaveri, so how could a person eat by his Chava? ואין לך אדם סיימך על בני בייס, הקרי, וסיימך על בני בייס. So על כל כך, and this is מייסים בכל יום, so על כל כך, we have to say that one can rely on an אידחת. The Tosfos Yeshonim asks on Rashi ותימא, ומה לנו בזה? You won't be able to eat by someone. Yizo ba meshiyo chob shayna chamam. Who says you're allowed to eat? I mean, Rashi says that pesazoy, it can't be that he's not nemo. Hakoponim, that's Rashi shita over here by us, that Adawa Neidechot is nemo to be mevarer, sofik isa, sofik eto, that mimaisim b'chol yoyim. Adam Seymach al Abnei Beisai, al Chaveroi. So the Gemara asks me, Domi, that's similar to our Mishnah. Osam lo yischazik yisure. Och yischazik yisure deishasish. Here she's becheskes eishasish. Vein dover shebeelbe poches Mishnai. Chayre, it could be this two kashas. One kash is number one, it's Eidechel Kenegad is Chazik. And then there's another problem. This is not Stamazay Yisurim. This is Adobe Shebelbe. Yemat Adobe Shebelbe. Adobe Shebelbe, you need a birr of two Eidim. We learn out over the Kimotza Be'elvis Dovor, and Napishnaim Eidim Yokum Dovor. So we learn Adobe Dovor Mi Momen. So just like by moment you need to aid him, so by a Dovah Shebel, you also need to aid him. So we have here two kashas. Our Mishnah is not Isurim, it's Ischazik Isurim. It's not a Sofik Isurim, it's Ischazik Isurim. And number two, it's a Dovah Shebel. Haloi Domye, if you want to make a Dimyan, El Lechaticha Devadai Chayla. Chaticha that's Vadai Chayla. She's a vade yeshesish, and he's saying she's a yeshesish. So the Gemara says the moshul he gave is a shaklach a moshul, midomi. Awesome. The moshul you gave, that you have a chaticha that's vade chaylev, and someone says that it's shuman, it's vade chaylev, a filo osu be meyeloi mehemni. Something that's vaday chaylev, so first aid, so you can't, till 100 people say it's shuman. If it's vaday chaylev, it's vaday chaylev. But here in the Mishnah, I mean, the we have a problem with neidechot, but to aid the mazichinemo. This is not vaday chaylev. She was an ashes ish. But I don't know if she still is an Ashes Ish. So that's not dumya to your marshal. So you just have to prove to me that the Nechad is Nemon Keneged Ischazik. So the Gemara says, Midi Dahave Atevel Hegdish Vekenomis. He says, okay, I have a Makir for you. I have a Makir that Neidechad is Nemon by Tevel. Hegdish v'keinomis, even though there's Ischazik, Isure, Neidechad is Nemon. So I'll prove to you that Neidechad is Nemon by Ischazik, Isure. So the Gemara says, let's speak about each case separately. Hay tevel heichidomi. Ididei, if it's his own tevel, and he says that he was mafrish trumis a maisris. Shim de biyodi lasaknoi. So there's a mile of biyodi. So biyodi is nemen keneged ischazik. Mashenken over here by meis bailo, it's not biyodi. Elodache. No, you're telling me, you bring me a raya, then neidechot is nemen by tevu daache. My Kosovo, I Kosovo teire mishaloi al shal chaveren itzorich das bailem. If you hold that someone can be teirem from his tevel and yenem tevel yoni das bailem. It's right to be shim de biyodi le sakne. It's right to be yodi. That's what he's named. Because of a tzorich das bailem. And if he holds, you need das bailem. But omar ano yodane beide misakin, misakin. And he says, I know, I can't be mafrish. It's his tevel. But I'm telling you, he was misakin. He goofed me nola. So how do you know Taker is Neman? You have a right, he's Neman in such a case. As I goof on the domain, they dechot, can I get his chazak? How do you know he's Neman? Hegdish. What's your second case? Hegdish. Nami. Ikdush is domain. He's being made that it was nifte. Mishim de biyodil of daisa. Biyodil is Neman, can I get his chazak? Ikdush is a goof. Idi day, if he was magdishit, the biyodi le chuli alay, so it's biyodi to be shaylan. Elo diachava ma yodane bay de itchel mori alay. No, it's someone else's cold. And he says, I know he was shaylan, that he goofed me nolo. How do you know that he's taken him on? That's a dechet keneged his chazik. Kenom is nami. Let's talk about kenomis. Ikos over yeshmila bekeinomis, agdushis domim noxalu, it's equivalent agdushis domim. We should be yodil if daisai. So it's be yodil if daisai. Because over, it's like agdushis domim. Because over, in me ila bekeinomis, there's no din mila, be isa ba'almu, the rochi blu akaspe, it's only an isa. So only a year a day in the case, so there's no kedushim. It's not moment gavoye. So either day, so if by kanomas he says that he was shayul, so he's nemon mishim de biyode le chiyolei. So he's nemon kenegedi is chazik, this is biyode. Elo da achav omar ano yudan edit shul mori olei, igu feminalo. So how do you know take? So end for the Gemara. Omar Abzeire Mitoichoimer Shechmarto Leo Beseifo Ikarto Leo Betchila. So, because of the Gewaldike Choimer that they were machma on an ishem that if she got married and the husband came back alive, so she has a Mirdike Choimer. So this is a Mirdike motivation to her to be Mevara before she gets married, because she realizes what she's getting into. So Mimele, so I have here, so the Choimer motivates her to be Medayik. So Mimele Kaltla Betchila, so he said we could be Mekel, because I can always assume that she'll be Medayik. Realizing what she's getting into. Frag the Gemara loy lichme v'loy leikel. So don't make the whole thing. Don't make the chaymer. And don't make the kulen. And so Moses mishamigun ekila barabon. No, they had to be meikel. The kulen we needed because she remained in aguna. So therefore, we made the kulen. And then the chaymishach matla b'soifa, that motivates her to be medayik before she ever gets married. Zot Rashi. Lo yischazik yisura b'aychaticha, o lo idom yekushi, midava tevel v'egdish v'kainomis, dava gavdi yischazik yisura samchinen alei, v'vilayin anei b'achor. So the Gemara says, Ikdushes aguf kachim is bay. Ik savi yesh milu vakein mames the kachim by the kabayis saying misham akainim davas or lie he made the kachim by the kabayis. Because of in milu the kainim loshen nedaru. Shechmar tala besoifa shimbo baylo. Ato nois nala kol advarim aelu shebemishna seinu. He called to Allah betchila latir li nose minei sheicha isheshe shemot is kalko. She's afraid what might happen. V'loy minzivo ad de botko shabbos. So she won't get married, realizing the consequences she'll have to suffer, till she'll be boidik shabbos. So if I know she's boidik shabbos, I'm a meila. There's not too much what to worry about. Let us see Tosfos. Zok Tosfos, Mechlau de reishe b'shus bezn b'eidecha. As the Sefer says, if nisei shaloi b'shus, that's to aid him, so it's loy seitze. So the reishe that says seitze, he's speaking about b'shus bezn b'eidecha. Al m'eidecha d'mehemo minolo. Traktois v'es l'maydus al kedai t'achash t'eidecha d'mehemo midaraisim. Called the Kori Lei Birshus Bezn. So why do you need Birshus Bezn? That means if we are assuming the Gemara understood that it's a deraisa, nedechad is nemon, he's nemon. So why need Bezn? So why is it called you need Birshus Bezn? Just like by two Eidim, if they're nemon, you don't need Birshus Bezn, two Eidim are maya, maybe they need this Kabbalah Dusa Bebezin, Amayovis, and need Kabbalah Sadis, don't need Kabbalah Sadis, but Al Koponim, you don't need a Heta Bezin, you don't need a Rishus Bezin. So how did the Gemara understand? The Gemara wants to say that you never mean a Torah and you need Rishus Bezin. So all the Korolo Rishus Bezin, Lafishiyesh Dvorim She'ein Nemola, because there are certain things that Nechad is not Nemon. So that means when an Eidechot comes, you have to come to Bezin. Because since the Nemonus of an Eidechot is Mugbul, there are certain cases he's not Nemon. So Memele, so whenever he comes, we have to ask Bezin that, well, Kaponim to get married, can I rely on him? Avol b'shnayim adover yedu eshimeteres. So mameil, so they don't need bezn at all. I mean, and they dachad is neman shnayim and neman all over. So mameil, they don't need rishus bezn. Now, in fact, Tosfos amir de kekash. Ba'af al gab the sover achshov the neman minatayre kamay shnayim. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara said, the Gemara understood now that he's neman minatayre menal on them. I mean, spesukim. Mikomokim asura lachzer. So Tosfos amir de kekash. So how do we understand Pshat? The Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if nisei shaloi birshu sabo baila, she's permitted to go back to her husband. Nisei birshu sabo baila, she's not permitted to go back. So Tosfos says, how do we understand this? Both are adaraisa de kinamonis, and here she's not permitted to go back. The beidechot havelo lemedik afopi sheminosay teir. Neidechot, she should have been medayik, even though the teire was mamina. So you have to understand Tosfos. What does that mean? The teire was mamina, you have to be medayik. Perhaps pshat in Tosfos is the Yisaidis de Ketaisus HaRosh in Gittin Daf Yudam et Beis that clears a Shaila. The Shaila is by Momen and Eidechot is not Nemon. Why isn't he Nemon? So the Ketaisus HaRosh is Tutsdod. One side is he's not Nemon because there's a Chashash Meshaker and Eidechot says Lovo. To be mighty moment, you need a birul gomo. Second mahalach teisus harosh says there's no chash meshaka by neidecha. I suppose neidecha nemon by moment gzeres melech. Like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that why is Moshe v'Aaron not nemon? Moshe and Aaron come to Bezin or come to moment, they'll say lovo. There's no doubt in my mind that Yenna was lover. So Xeris Melech, you can't believe Kraivim. Kasha Vamaisa. So the Tosfos Rosh was speaking one mahalach that that one neder chadus and them one. There's no difference between one aid and two aid them. There's no chash mishake, but it's exeris melech. You need two aid. Now, if we'll say that Tosfos holds like the first mahalach of the Tosfos Rosh, that by neder chadus achshash mishake, that means a neder chad says lovo, Besdin says. You take this with a grain of salt. You say love. Who says you're telling the truth? M'chai v'shvu'e. How we could do. But to be mighty moment from a music with love. To aid him is no chash m'shaka. One aid is a chash m'shaka. Fine. Im keinem anachnu is a chash m'shaka. So let us understand, the same Eidechot comes and says, Yevachaticha Sofek Chelik Sofek Shumen. Eidechot says, Shumen. What happens? You eat it. No, maybe saying a lie. Maybe it's Chelik. So Pshat is, Vatzichazoi, could be saying a lie. It's a Birur Kolosh, it's a Shvacha Birur. But Gabi Yisurim, you could rely on a Shvacha Birur. It's the Kashe. Two Edom say that he ate chalev, and he says he didn't eat. I'll believe you, because if I'm a liar, I could have said that, amazed the Yisus. So they says they're good, but that's a migubah makim Edom. The shells, did you eat or didn't you eat? Edom said you did eat, and migu was not strong to be mevark neged Edom. Dohi perushe, the Gemara doesn't mean migu. If he would say mezid ayis, he would be potter from a kom. Is ashto nami de koma loyachalti? So when he says loyachalti, hochiyu de boy lemeima loyachalti shaygik elo mezid. This is a din of metarzin and dibure. That we say, Edom say, we make Shalom al Yisrael. Edom say, Achalta Chalev. And he says, Loy Achalti. So I say, could be, he means to say, you don't say, Neftabi Yakom. We say, could be, he means to say, Loy Achalti Shoigi Kalamezit. Vahachi Muchach Bekrisis, that is Pshat in the Chachomim. Betatzin in the Burim. Vim Taima. Beheichi muchach hashas bidepotri rabbonon shadovo toli beidosel ischayev kolben lo mechayev lo itrei kolben afegav de makrish lehu. So according to Rashi, we had said pshad. According to Rashi, the flow of the Gemara is beautiful. It's according to Rashi, there's a special din of Elov that you have to, he has to know that he did an Aveira that's Machayev Makom. He has to be moide to it and aware of it. So Memele, so the Gemara says, so Al Kolchoch, by Eidechot, you also need Shtike Kohido. But according to, because that's what the whole lamdus of Ehoi Eilav Chatosa, but according to Taisvis, we don't have any hechich whatsoever that there's such a din. That there's a special din that you need his Eido. Vim Taima. The hechi muchach hashas mi de potchi rabbonon. That was the rabbonon, pater from a korben, when he's makrish, to wait him shadov a toli boidosel is chayiv korben. Where do you see that you need his Eido? And that is why they're not Mechayiv and Mekob. Even though he's Makrish them. He's not Makrish them at all. That you need his Eido. We say according to the Chachomim, the reason he's brought of a Mekob, is because we metatzin in the bure and we say le'echalti shoygi kalamezit. So the reason is part of a makom because he said, in other words, I was amazed. So, but there's no reichem over here that you need his eido. V'yevshel l'chayvei alpiyem b'sheminyin. He can't be mechayev l'chayvei alpiyem, because they don't know if he's a shaygig or a mezit. Uloi l'mikal ameimah. The la'el mechayev lei mishum deidechot mehem and b'loi eidosis. Aber could be that, that means if it's betatzini diburi, it can be mechayevim. But when eidechot says, achal tachelev, and he shoysik, could be there's mehem and b'loi eidosis. The kivin shein oima the mezit or you, since he doesn't say, there he doesn't say it was a mezit, יש לנו לאימה דמסתר משייקי קוי דמחזקין אלי ברשייה. So it could be, so where do you see there's a din of הידו, by call? The safe, is part of him, I call, not because it's the הידו, because they can never know that he wasn't amazing. We might have seen in the book that he was amazing. And the reishe, it could be Takev Ishaisik, so the reason I ate them can't know that he was a Shaygi Mez, we assume it's Tom, he was a Shaygi. But what's the Hecher that you need to say, though? For I may read the Shape Muchach, the Savar HaShas, the Gemara holds as follows, the I Havalon Lameima, Mistome Shaygi Koyo. If there's such a Mistome, and that is why, when an Edechot says, Achal Tachele, and he's Shaysik, he's saying, he doesn't know from anything, his mind is a blank. But he brings a Kolb, because the Edechot says, Achal Tachele, and I assume that it was B'Shaygi, when was a Kilinish B'Rashiyah. Is loyhave kol kimine lemifta nafshi bekolben veloyme meizi da yisi ulafukei mashme nafshe mistome. That means if there is such a stomach, so how can he say it was amazed? He can't part himself from a chiyev kolben. That means if the idea of achilas chaylev and lemarzekinin inish bereshia is enough to be mechayev someone a kolben. Mechayev a kolben with this. That means, so if that is enough, so he can patter himself from that here by saying mezid ayisi lafuki nafshi mistom umash melei. Now. This is void. Umash mle da filu ba'omgulo ishnayim achalto chelev b'shoigig. Nochmel. The Gemara held that a filu the two Adam told him, you ate chelev b'shoigig, potchei rabbono. And he says, lo yachalti. And we pater because he means to say lo yachalti shoigig alamezit. And they said, we saw you ate shoigig. Potri bevonen, mishum dolei shchiach, sheyuchlu ha'edem leida birra hadova im shaygi koyei meize. So al koponim, so now Taisus is saying, amoyra dikizach, so Taisus is saying that Edom can never know if a person was a shaygi or not. So now, let's go to the reishim. And therefore, you can always say, lechalte, lechalte, shegik, alamezit. Because no one can ever know. There's no stomach, there's nothing. So, let's go to the reisha. The reisha says, he says, achalte, they say, achalte, chelev. And he's not makrish them. And we bring a kolben. So we have a big problem over here. Who says he was a shegik? Edom can't know. So, and there's no stomach, so he says he was a shaygig. V'akochoch odem mechayvi rabbonan kishosik mishum deshtikik aydodomim. תייב של החייב הקוב מהידי שומדס. He can never be מחייב הקוב. That means there's one nekuda which Adam can never know, and we don't have a storm on this nekuda, and we have to alkoch hear this from him. And if he says, so alkoch, if he keeps quiet, they're saying alchal tachel, we're coming to Mechayv and Makob, and he keeps quiet, so alkoch, we hear from him, we have to hear from him that it was a shogeg. So Memelem, so alkoch, so we have the tziruf of his shtike to the mnemonis of the eight. Let us skip the second half of Taisvis, and let us go to the next Taisvis. The Shtike Kaido Adami. Perish, Kiven the Shosik, Nireloi Emes. So that means you hear from the Baldovo that he thinks that Yesh Dvor Begav, V'yoideyak Tsa Sheyesh Raglaim Lodov. That's a tight Shtike Kaido. So we have Betziruf, the Eidus of the Eidechod, we have also the Eidor, the Raglaim Ledovo, that the Baldovo says it could be it's true. So Mamil, that's the Gemara's Kashi. So could be an Eidechod Mitzadatzmo is not Nemon, is only Nemon, but Tziruf with a Eidor, which creates a Raglaim Ledovo. Avlekalo meima hido mamish shiyedeya vaday shekeinu kiven shuhu shoysik. That sticker kaido means that if yet he said this and he kept quiet, so that means he knows that that's exactly the way that he said it. That sticker kaido dim came per kaima da omar imahemeloch the lab gazlonahu zil afkir. There, Abaye told, there was a maise, someone said, Ishtecha Zinza, and he was Shoisek, the Baal. So, Abaye told him, Imehemeloch, the Lav Gazlonahu, Zil Afka. So then go and give her a get. Safilu Gazlanami, Me'acheshu Shoisek. So Taisis is asking like this, if Shtike Kaido means, that the shtika is telling us, I know exactly what they are saying. I know that's true. That's a tight shtika kahido. So what is pshat and Abaye? Abaye said, if you know that the aid is not a gazlan, you should give her a get. If they were talking about the mice of shosak, that was the psak of Abaye. So lochere, if shtika kahido means that I know that it happened, so we have betoisvis to what the eight says, I know that it happened. So what was Gatemir on if the eight is a Goslem, it's not a Goslem. If the shtika kaido and I know, so I have to give her a get. I know my wife is Mazana, so you have to go and give her a get. That's with the Shabinav Shnichadisur. I know that she was Mazana. K'may shemeforish Rabbeinu Tam Hosom mikoychei degitten the time of Domele Yedecha dachal tachelav v'sheyecha nibob nit matari secha b'lo shoysik nemen b'shem deshtike kaidodomi k'damasikoch. The Mashal explains that Taisvis is saying like this. There's a shtikel problem that Taisvis had to bring a raya. Our Gemara said that shtike kahido. And Taisus is mesubah that shtike kahido means raglaim ledov, or shtike kahido means mamash haido and the whole thing. So Taisus brings a raya from the Gemara Kedushin, that Gemara Kedushin, the Abaye told him that if the aid is, you know the aid is not a gazlan, you have to give your wife a get, and there was shosak. So Taisus is proving it, but shtike kahido, what's the difference if the aid is a gazlan or not? So there's one problem. There the Gemara says that the Baldova was Shosik, but then the Gemara doesn't say the longest of Shtika Kaido. So it could be that they're two different Gemaras. Our Gemara that says Shtika Kaido means he's Maida Legamri. That Gemara that says that he was Shosak and Abaye told him, no, the Eid is a Gazlan, so you should give your wife a get there. The Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't say Shtike Kaido. So it could be. So versteht sich, there it's like an andere Lomdus, it's a Raglaim Lodom, so you're there, you're Metzarev within the Monus of the Eid. So what's the Raya from that Gemara to Agemara? Agemara mentions Shtike Kaido, and that Gemara doesn't mention Shtike Kaido. So Taisa says, no, but the Rabbeinu Tam was Mekasha, the two Gemaras. The Rabbeinu Tam says, the time adomale edecha the chaltachel of a shaykhanilba venit vatarasecha v'lo shaysik namishum nishtike kaidodami kidamasikoche. So everything goes to al shtike kaidod. So now you have a kasha. Boy the moya da mamishla b'shaykh lameyma hosam nemon ha'eid. That the Eid is Nemun, it's a Shtike Kaido. He knows that it's not in the months of the Eid. But who Sami and Nami, there was a Maisa that a Sume left a whole Maisa that they sent a Shliach for the Sume. The Sume was Masada Baraisis for one of the Amiroim. And he had a scheduled time to come. And he didn't come. So, God's one of the Meiroim sent a shliach to go to his house and tell him to come. There's a zman, you have to come to learn now. So the shliach came to the house. In the meantime, he didn't meet the Samya, who was a sume. He went on a different path and they didn't meet. So he went to the house, and while he was going to the house on one path, the sume was going to learn to be Masada the Baraisis. The shliach came to the house, and the wife was under the impression her husband is not there, and she was mezaneh with someone. The shliach barged in, and he saw that she was mezaneh. So the shliach came back, and the samya was already there, that he told the mishtach hazinsa. That's the gemara over there. She told the mishtach hazinsa, and there the gemara says shtike. So Taisu says, because he left before. It's not mamish eido.